We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Let's go to Charlie Gasparino on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Charlie, happy Columbus Day, and thank you for joining us today.
Anytime. What's happening, guys?
Well, Charlie, the jobless numbers here, this disparity, how is that being viewed as far as what people chalk it up to? Is it just a blip, or what do your sources tell you?
Well, I think it's more of the same stuff we've been having. I mean, there's a disincentive for people to work. And, just talk to anybody that runs a small business, and they'll tell you they can't find workers. I mean, like a friend of mine owns a pasta shop in Mamaroneck, New York. Great place. The guy says he hasn't had one person in the last year come in and ask to be hired. Now, thank God he doesn't need really anybody. It's a family joint. It's run very well. But, that gives you an indication. There is a disincentive because of all these welfare payments, and that's essentially what they are, welfare payments, not to work. And people are taking the government up on it. It's a perverse way because it's kind of anti-American. It's not what this country was founded on. Quite the opposite. Everybody, all these immigrants to this day, banging on our door to come here and work. And here we have a Biden administration, Nancy Pelosi and Schumer, creating disincentives not to work and saying this is a good thing. I mean, it's really a bizarre time we live in. I wouldn't mind it so much if they just cleaned the Republicans' clocks in the last election. Because then, you say, okay, people wanted this. It's a mandate. There was no mandate for that. I mean, Joe Biden was a default candidate because of Bernie Sanders. Trump acted like an imbecile at the end there. People forget about all that. They wanted somebody that, people voted for, a lot of people voted for Joe Biden, holding their nose because he's a Democrat, but because they couldn't take the alternative. This is not
well,
what people voted
and
for.
Charlie, to that point, if the media would say it as plain as you, and here's why you've said what the significant reason is for this, you're in touch with the grassroots, small business people, and also Wall Street. They just want to continue to tell us it's just about the Delta variant, which we're on the backside of and down. I believe what you said, this has been going on for a while. You have any number of people. Now, I don't know if they're working under the table here and there a little bit and getting by on
a lot of them. By the way, a lot of them are working under the table. I know that for a fact. Listen, the Delta variant is bad. It's very, very contagious. I'm a big believer in the vaccines. They work. My brother works in an ICU. The hospitals have been overrun if it weren't for these vaccines. So things are basically coming back to normal. We don't need to be hiding in our houses anymore. You don't have to listen to Dr. Fauci talk about putting on 15 masks anymore. I mean, this is just, it's funny. Like, I get upset with right-wingers who sit there and are vaccine deniers when the greatest thing that Donald Trump probably did in his presidency was Operation Warp Speed that kind of ended this pandemic. I can't believe what the left is doing to this country. It's a scary, scary moment right now. And, I think the only way to end it is to vote the party out. I mean, listen, if you're a Democrat out there, you have to ask yourself, did you really vote for Bernie Sanders for president? Because that's what you got. Did you really vote for AOC? Did you really vote for socialism? Because that's what you got. Okay, and then vote your conscience.
The thing I wanted to ask you about today, too, I'm very glad you're on. This article you wrote in the New York Post this week was very telling. I know you have great Wall Street sources, and it appears as if they've given up on what is being called critical race theory or some derivative of that. Tell us why you believe that.
Well, I mean, listen, following the murder of George Floyd last year and the protests, Wall Street went, you know, into high overdrive on criminal justice reform, on woke policies. I mean, you know, these firms began to resemble, and basically the rhetoric from the CEOs, you know, began to resemble like a university campus, a left wing, you know, Jamie Dimon praising Black Lives Matter, I mean, which is essentially a radical political organization, you know, the name kind of contradicts, it doesn't contradict, but it obscures what they really, what they're doing, you know, it's more than just Black Lives Matter, it's a whole host of issues, economic issues, the group was founded by Marxists. In any event, these firms started embracing this stuff. American Express, famously exposed by the Manhattan Institute's Chris Rufo about preaching this very divisive stuff. And I think it's the firms both got embarrassed by some of the coverage of it, which seeped out. And I think on top of that, they just realized that teaching sort of dividing up people into race and you know, talking about white people being guilty of X and Y, it just does not comport to a corporate setting that needs teamwork and people working together. And, it's just antithetical to that. And from what I understand, you know, we made the calls, we spoke to a lot of people. They didn't go there. And I think what was very, they stopped going there. And I think what was very telling is what happened at Goldman Sachs. Apparently during the height of the protests last summer, they were going to bring in a woman by the name of Robin DiAngelo to do a critical race theory seminar with their employees. And Robin DiAngelo is one of the fathers or the mothers of critical race theory. They didn't bring her in. They apparently had second thoughts. And I thought that was telling, and I thought it was telling what we got out of J.P. Morgan after Jamie Dimon was praising Black Lives Matter. They were telling me there that their inclusion seminars and diversity training is all about respecting people and respecting your coworkers and none of this divisive stuff. So I found that I cover the culture of Wall Street as a, you know, not just the markets. I think this says something about the culture of Wall Street, you know,
that's why I'm so intrigued. And, you know, and even how you're used, I would use you even more on that. That's the thing, you know, anybody can talk about the numbers and all that's all important, but the culture of all this stuff and how that seeps out into our lives, when people see the giants of capitalism teaming up with which is a Marxist group in this type of manner, ignoring all that, they start to lose heart and they start to think it's all over. That's why I think that column was so important to me, the way that this is a really good sign.
Right, and I think exposing it is key, you know, because it is a noxious ideology, critical race theory. It's horrible. My grandparents came here from southern Italy. They were very poor. To say that I have some sort of a benefit from the legacy of slavery is like insane. You know what I'm saying? I'm not denying that black people, got the shaft, because we know they did. And, you know, we know Jim Crow was bad. We know slavery was bad, obviously, with Jim Crow. And, you know, there's rights to be wrong. But, the nation as a whole strives to right those wrongs. And, I mean, that's undeniable. To sit there and go back in time. And by the way, that doesn't mean you can't talk about what happened, in the South. You know, the de facto Jim Crow that did occur in the North. It doesn't mean you're not supposed to talk about that. It's not the defining aspect of what we are. And to sit there and to teach it through the prism of this this brainwashing, which is what critical race theory is. It's essentially brainwashing people. Is pretty perverse. And I'm glad I wrote the column. If anybody, this is not just Wall Street. This is corporate America, in my view. If people find out that what I said is wrong, tell me. Give me the examples, and I'll write about it again.
Gotcha. I just love having you on the show. What are you doing for Columbus Day? Anything special?
No, nothing. I'm staying home with my wife. I'll probably make tomato sauce.
All right. Well, that's good stuff.
I am going to celebrate it, Charlie. I am going to celebrate it.
Good. Charlie, thank you so much for coming on today and always. We really appreciate it here in Philadelphia.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.